إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, as you and I very well know that Allah رب العزة has created man exclusively for his worship. And one would only be deserving of the honorable title of being referred to as the true worshipper of Allah if his entire life is governed by Allah's obedience till death. We very well know that this is the reason why Allah has created us. But to deserve or to become deserving of this honorable title, that this man is the true worshipper of Allah, like in anything and everything, you would only call that person a mechanic whose daily occupation and profession is to fix cars. But that person who only gets under his car when he has a problem, no man will call him a mechanic. A tailor will be that person whose daily work is to sew and knit and do. That person will be called a tailor. Likewise, only that person will be deserving of the honorable title of being the worshipper of Allah, who governs his entire life in the obedience of Allah. Unfortunately, one of the greatest of dilemmas that the ummah today is facing, you and I have restricted the concept of obedience to Allah with occasions and venues. And unfortunately, this is how we are presenting and reflecting deen to our children, as a continuation from our last week's talk. So the child is told in advance that Ramadan is coming, you prepare. In Ramadan, you obey Allah. A person goes to Makkah and Medina, now restricting ibadah to the concept of a venue. That now, as long as we are here, I know I must perform my salah, I will dress as a Muslim, I will read Quran. Comes an occasion of a janazah in the family, restricting ibadah to situations, to conditions, to venues, to occasions. Such a person has worshipped Allah to a certain extent, but he has not done justice, or he will not become deserving of the true and the honorable title of being the servant of Allah. The ayat-e kareema that I recited before you, Allah speaks about those that maintain consistency in their amal. And regardless of the situations and the conditions that come, just as Allah is the creator of man, Allah is equally the creator of the conditions that surround man. So conditions will change. At times it will be conducive to obey Allah, and at times it will not be conducive to obey Allah. At times Ramadan will be short, the fasting will be short, the salah will be easy. At times Fajr will be late, at times Fajr will be early. The one that will only come for Fajr when it is late, he hasn't worshipped Allah. The one that will only fast when it is winter, he has not understood the spirit of fasting. In fact, if I may perhaps add from a different angle, today being the last Friday of the month of Shawwal, and if there is any resemblance or if there is any continuation of the practices of Ramadan, then unfortunately for some it terminates at the very ending of Ramadan. For others it continues for the next month, and that is the month of Shawwal, and it ends here. We will now be entering into the next month. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion advising his sahaba, specifically draws his attention and he tells, oh my sahabi, addressing Abdullah ibn Umar, Ya Abdullah, la takum mithla fulanin kana yaqumu min al-layl fataraka qiyam al-layl. Oh Abdullah ibn Umar, my advice to you is, whenever you start any action, don't ever leave that good action until death overpowers you. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exclusively told him that do not be like so and so, without mentioning that person's name, that he used to stand up and used to perform tahajjud namaz. So what was the task that came upon Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? In Ramadan, it was easy to come for Fajr. Everybody was up for Sehri. The whole house was getting up. The challenge is now. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Understand the situation. The demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musaylamatul Kadhab lays claim to prophethood. He says, your Nabi is gone, now I will be your prophet. Second challenge. Third challenge, the Jamaat of Usama bin Zaid that was dispatched prior to the demise of Nabi alayhi salam now is in Medina. Now all these other problems are facing the Ummah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in a dilemma. Other Sahaba are saying, no, now let him stay here. Let's not send this Jamaat. And this is what the Quran made mention of. At that time, Sahaba were hysterical. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu read one verse of the Quran. And what was it? أَفَإِمَّاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا. Indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plays a significant role in Islam. But Islam is not Muhammad only. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is but a messenger of Allah. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Then Allah asks, أَفَإِمَّاتَ, if it is that he passes away, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, will you turn your backs to Islam at the demise of Nabi alayhi salam? Brothers, I pose that same question. Will you turn your back to Allah at the separation of Ramadan? Will you turn your back to Allah after returning from Makkah? Will you turn your back from Allah after 3 months have lapsed after the demise of your beloved? In Islam, in every action, it is better that you do something little but continuously. You are better off going to visit your deceased in the graveyard daily than going there on Eid day and sitting the whole Eid day. Take out 5 minutes daily and read 3 times Surah Ikhlas will earn you greater reward, and you will be more beloved to Allah than spending the whole day of Eid there. Allah loves consistency. Allah loves that you maintain your relation. Brothers, we do the same thing. Someone develops relation, we say, by the way, let's assess the man. We don't know how long is he going to carry on. I don't know. I've seen many people that came and fell, you know, have fallen apart. Let's see how long he maintains relation and how sincere he is. Give him a year. Allah wants to see. Allah, 1 month and we fall out. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this entire challenge is now resting on his shoulders. Allahu Akbar. He then goes to Sahaba Ikram and he asks for their opinion. Sahaba Ikram also felt that the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, let's take a passive step towards the Arabs and let's be a bit moderate in our approach and let's be a bit accommodating. They are saying they don't want to discharge zakat. Let's just leave it for time. Let's hope time will answer the problem. The Jamaat of Usama bin Zaid, this Sahabi was so young and tender that he was 17 years old, and in this Jamaat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was there. Now can you imagine the physical mind? Normally when there's a janazah lying in the house, you can't speak to the close people. He's hysterical. He's not in his senses. You got to sedate him. He doesn't understand. There's no eating. Nothing of his life is functioning normal. Siddiq Akbar was the janaza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The nomination of a leader. The jamaat of Usama bin Zaid. People denying to accept Islam. People that were in Islam are becoming renegade. Musaylamatul Kadhab laying claim to prophethood. This was the time that Allah tested the development that took place in Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And this is what Allah wants to see in us now. There will be times when you will worship Allah, people will praise you. It's very easy to worship Allah at that time, brothers. The time to worship Allah is when you stand up and people insult you. And before the world can insult you, the first to condemn and criticize and ridicule that noble beard of Nabi alayhi salam will be your wife and your children. If you want to enjoy the sweetness of this kalima that you have been reading from the day you open your eyes, Allah's qasam, take the opportunity of obeying Allah when people oppose you. You will get such sweetness and such pleasure that no food and no drink is given to you till today. But to obey Allah when things are conducive, when things are favorable, when people are praising you, then I don't know, are you worshipping Allah or are you worshipping the praises of people? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu calls Umar radiallahu anhu. He asks him for support. Umar radiallahu anhu says, no, let's be passive. He looks at him and he said, Umar, ajabbarun fil jahiliyya wa khawwalun fil Islam. You stood by my side in the era of Nabi alayhi salam. Rajawtu nusratak. I was depending on you and you're the first to be against me. Sa'id al mimbar. Then he came and he ascended the pulpit. Brothers, consistency. Amal we have to maintain. The fear that I have seen in this Ramadan is the only thing that has initiated me with this talk. The next Ramadan that is to come, you see the entire Ramadan, the man is coming to a climax in his ibadat. By the end of Ramadan, he looks like an angel. Ya Allah, and because of it being joined with the festive season, not a day after Ramadan, and such a drop in his ibadat, and such lack of nur, that one wonders what has happened to this entire effort that was developed in Ramadan. Sa'id al-Mimbar, he gathers the pulpit, and then he tells people, listen ya, Nabi alayhi salam was there to maintain piety in us. We are those that will see the command of Allah. And he says, Inna Allah ta'ala ba'atha Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal haqqu kullun shareed. Wal islamu gharibun tareed. Qad ratta habluhu wa qalla ahluhum. Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when the followers were very few and the rope of Islam was very weak. Allah then united us on the platform of Islam under the banner of Iman as one united ummah. Allah's qasam, in whose control is my life. The words, I will quote the words, the khutbah of Abu Bakr. Wallahi abrah. Wallahi aqumu bi amrillah wa ujahidu fi sabilillah. I will stand here and I will wage war with those that refuse to pay zakat. If it is me against the entire Arabian Peninsula, O my Sahaba, O my companions, O the companions of Nabi alayhi salam, I will stand for that which I did in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Those amal of Ramadan have to continue. Those amals of Makkah and Medina have to continue. It has to be some consistency. I will continue and I will wage war. If in the process I will die, I will prefer that. But Allah's qasam, as long as I am living, أَيُنْقَسُ الدِّينِ وَأَنَا حَيِّ, can I allow deficiency to come into deen while I am in charge of the reins of the Islamic Empire? لَوِخْتَتَ فَتْنِيَ الْكِلَابُ وَالذِّعَابُ. People came to me, Abu Bakr is saying, to suggest to me that this Jamaat of Osama bin Zayd, no, tell them to stay. Now Medina is empty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has passed away. Let's look at it with a different approach. Let's be passive. Ramadan is over. Now you must allow entertainment. How long will you bottle your children? How long will you contain them? After all, what's so wrong about it? Ramadan is gone. Brothers, understand, deen, complete deen. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into deen in totality. What did Siddiq Akbar say? Allah's qasam, if the dogs of Medina bite on my body and drag me in the streets of Medina, the naked eye of Abu Bakr can see that. لَوْ اِخْتَتَفَتْنِيَ الْكِلَابُ وَالْدِّعَابُ لَمْ أَرُدَّ قَضَاءً قَضَاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. But I don't possess the authority and I'm in no position to withhold that jamaat which the Nabi of Allah dispatched with his hands. How can I alter my piety and my attitude? أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُظِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي. You tell me, if I change my piety after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, which sky will shelter me and which earth will bear me? I will stand up and I will continue doing this. Sahaba were emotionally moved. They had realized that spirit which had weakened. Verily, from the very demise of Nabi alayhi salam, there has been change. Anas radiallahu anhu said, we hardly, you know, the sand that was on our hands from the grave of Nabi alayhi salam, we did not even dust that sand off our hands, and we already felt the condition of our heart changing. Immediately, from the very demise of Nabi alayhi salam, the difference came. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu demonstrated such a role of consistency that someone came, and I end with this riwayat, someone came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Anta khayrun min Abi Bakr. Oh Umar, my personal opinion is that you are much more pious than Abu Bakr. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi la laylatun min Abi Bakr wa yawm khayrun min Umar wa Ali Umar. I swear by the grandeur of that being in whose control is my life. There are two occasions of Abu Bakr, never mind the entire life. There are two very sensitive occasions in the life of Abu Bakr. If my piety and the piety of my entire family, tribe and progeny is put together, and one side is the value and the significance and the reward of the piety of Abu Bakr on two instances, Allah's qasam, those two instances will excel in reward than my entire life's piety. And one was that day at the crucial juncture when the Nabi of Allah passed away, and the entire world and the entire Arab nation now changed and were demoralized. Some started denying zakat, some started denying Salah. People were weakened. The consistency that Abu Bakr demonstrated at this juncture, Allah's qasam, my entire life of piety cannot be equal to this role that Abu Bakr played at this juncture. So in the same token, I terminate my talk with the same request. Brothers, at this time, when the entire family has now decided to sleep till sun will rise, how sad there are so many of our brothers and sisters. They have been deprived of prostration before Allah in the early parts of the morning. How sad there are so many people, Allah's qasam, who are deprived, who can read the newspaper from cover to cover and listen to every bulletin, but wallah, my Allah has deprived them of touching His Quran. How sad there are people who can speak and cherish and honor this one and that one, but they are deprived of speaking about Allah. Now by the passing of Ramadan, when people have turned their backs from Allah, let us now revive the role of Abu Bakr. Let us stand up, and each man in his own business circle, in his own family circle, Ask those that are around him. Ask those that are under him. Are we going to abandon the practices that were maintained in the month of Ramadan? We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He infused and instilled within us the same zeal and the same spirit of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that we obey Allah in every condition, in every venue, regardless of the situations and the conditions that surround us, focusing on the obedience of Allah, living a life of the obedience of Allah until death overtakes us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. And then somehow he decided and he terminated this relation which he had developed with Allah. And I'm mentioning this specifically because in this Ramadan we had a situation, and in the Ramadan to come it will be more difficult. For verily the very ending of Ramadan will be the commencing of our festive season. And already in this Ramadan we've seen the unfortunate drastic changes that spirit that was with great effort developed and maintained in Ramadan, and a man's came closer to Allah. The situation became very challenging because his last Jummah and his last Ramadan was now part of his holiday. So it was, in fact, unfortunately, the notion that was created as though some people were only waiting for Ramadan to lapse so that they can go and once again, go back into the evil practices. What the Ramadan that is to come in will be even more greater. The ending of Ramadan will signal the commencement of the holiday season. Brothers, for how long will this be the notion of ibadat? That ibadat, you worship Allah in Ramadan, you worship Allah in Makkah, you worship Allah on the occasion of Jannah. How long will be this our concept and our understanding of ibadat? So, O Abdullah ibn Umar, don't be like so and so, but rather maintain consistency. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, tell us something which Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Aisha radiallahu anha says, there was nothing very unusual about his practices. However, when he started one action, he would never ever leave that action until death overpowered him. The verse of the Quran, وَعْبُدَ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord continuously, perpetually, under all conditions and circumstances, then only are you deserving of having the honorable title of worshiping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We mentioned the incident of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when conditions mounted upon him, at the demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this crucial juncture, it was now time to see how he was going to conduct himself, where it was so difficult. That one side, the demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned was perhaps the greatest calamity or catastrophe that this ummah has witnessed in human history. The separation of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that when Jibreel came and the angel of death came, and then angel of death asks permission to come and take the soul of Nabi alayhi salam. The first person for whom permission was asked, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, what will happen to my ummah? Then revelation comes down that Allah will take care of your ummah. Nabi alayhi salam gives the angel of death permission that now you can take out my soul. After the soul of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam is taken out, at this juncture, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since this is your last day on this earth, this is also my last day on the earth. I no longer will now descend with revelation. That is why Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, Nabi alayhi salam used to go and visit her. After the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba said, let us try and keep up the practices of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. And this should be the duty of children after the demise of their parents, whatever the noble qualities of the parents were. So they went to the house of Umm Ayman radiallahu anha. They sat by her. She was crying and tearing. They asked her, what makes you cry so much? She says, we all equally share the grief and the separation of Nabi alayhi salam. But there's one additional grief that I'm experiencing and you haven't understood. And that is, after the demise of every Nabi, there was always consolement that prophets were coming in succession. So the relation between the bondsman and Allah was intact via revelation. Jibreel would come and via the Nabi, the message of the time was conveyed. But don't you realize, at the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, this is now the termination of the doors of revelation till the day of Qiyamah. This bond and this relation that the humankind and the human race and the human nation had with Allah has terminated. So at this crucial juncture, at the demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, situations will change and fluctuate. A man is obeying Allah. As I mentioned, obedience of Allah will only be if our entire life in every situation, a man is so punctual in the obedience of Allah, and in comes a wedding in the family. Unfortunately, at this juncture, all the commandments of Allah are neglected. All the commandments of Allah are shunned one side, and regard is given to the joy of anyone and everyone at the cost of earning the displeasure of Allah. To please the wife, I'm having a big thing. To please the in-laws, we are not having separate accommodation. To please my son-in-law, We will have it in this hall. To please my daughter-in-law, this will happen. Brothers, has the time not come that we now start considering Allah's pleasure in our matters? So what is it? That one, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha said, when Nabi alayhi salam started an action, then that action would remain with him until death overpowered him. And this is the focus on which I have been speaking last week, and I want to make mention of all this week as well. That amal that were developed in Ramadan, there are two forms of abandoning. One is like this particular person I made mention of, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned his sahaba, don't ever give up an action. Like it is said very beautifully, that when a person starts an action, then the reward of that action is now being prepared in Jannah. So you started performing tahajjud namaz, the reward is that a palace will be designed for you in Jannah. Daily you perform, daily Allah is beautifying, decorating, building that palace. Suddenly the angels see that, oh Allah, this house has been left without roof, without bricks, and it has not been completed. So the malaika ask Allah, oh Allah, what has happened to this house that you were decorating and designing for your servant? So Allah says that now there's no more supply of raw materials. As long as he was performing, it was being built. He terminated, now there's no raw material coming. So how many of ours, because of Ramadan, unfortunately, fortunately that Ramadan has come to increase our amal, but so many of things which perhaps have been decorated or built have just been left like this. Nothing been complete, nothing been perfected. Why? Because Ramadan hardly lapses, and unfortunately, perhaps it could be said that many of the things that were half raised have been demolished after Ramadan. So understanding the situation, that at every juncture, what is the command of Allah? This is the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, those who said our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they remain committed to the pledge that they made in this proclamation till death overpowered them. One sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, give me advice, short, brief, concise, and that's it. Nabi alayhi salam said, say I have brought iman on Allah, and then live your whole life by what that statement demands from you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, at this stage, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. They are going through the difficult phase of the separation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Arab nation taking advantage, those that had just entered into Islam, taking advantage of the crucial juncture of the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. وَارْتَدَّتِ الْعَرَبُ وَكَفَرَ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ مَنْ كَفَرَ. Many people started becoming renegade, and they said, we are not going to perform namaz, and we are not going to discharge zakat. The Jamaat of Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, that was dispatched at the very last moments prior to the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They hardly left Medina, and the news came that the Nabi of Allah is terminally ill. The Jamaat returns, and they come and they witness and they observe the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they witness and they observe the son of Nabuwat, which had brightened the entire world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy unto humanity. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, commentating on this verse, he writes such a beautiful point, which perhaps I can share at this occasion, that the Nabi of Allah has come as a brightness and as a mercy unto humanity. And then he gives this to a physical example. He says, in the day when the sun has risen and has brightened the entire world, if some person goes and hibernates or hides himself underground, or he shuts the doors or he closes all the avenues of light reaching him, and then he turns up and he says, no, the sun has not benefited me and the sun hasn't brightened my day. I still need to on the light. It will be told to him, the sun has brightened the world. Unfortunately, the avenues of the rays of the sun reaching you, you have blocked it. Likewise, the Nabi of Allah has come as a source of hidayat. If you will continue misusing your sight, oh my brother, and if you will continue abusing your hearing ability, and you will continue speaking that which invites the wrath of Allah, these three avenues via which either good or bad penetrates, you have now sealed the avenues of good to penetrate. Allah's Qasam, a time will come, as the Quran says, when these hearts deviate from truth and become blackened, they come to such a point, وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. Allah said, O Nabi of Allah, even you, by your eloquence of speech, and you, by your nabuwat, have to stand up and invite these people. These hearts have become so deviated, even your words will not impress them. So what is left? فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, if the Quran, if the words of Allah cannot impress you, no man's words will impress you. Nevertheless, as I had brought the topic last week to this point of discussion, that at this crucial juncture, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, such a colossal task was resting on the shoulders of Abu Bakr. But consistency demanded from him that now he has to stand up and he has to now play the role that the Nabi of Allah had instilled and infused within them. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها said, والله لقد نزل بأبي ما لو نزل بالجبال الراسيات لها بها. At the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, and then the fitnas that poured into Medina, the challenge that came on my father, there's no mountain on this earth that can bear the challenge that came and rested on the shoulders of my father. What was the verse of the Quran? Sayyidina Umar, hysterical. He says, anybody that says Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has died, I will behead him. He's gone to meet his Lord. Can you imagine? Brothers, this is not our situation. Ramadan has left, as I mentioned. We are not faced with these circumstances. The only circumstances I am faced was that in Ramadan, the environment was conducive to read Quran. 20, 30 people were sitting in the masjid. So it made it easier for me. My only challenge is now in Ramadan, nobody wants to touch Allah's Quran. This is the time I will attach myself to Allah's Quran. Allah's Qasam, now Ramadan multiplied our reward because of its significance. Now outside Ramadan, Allah will equally multiply our reward, not because of the significance of this month, but now the value of that amal will go up in the eyes of Allah, because nobody wants to come close to it. Now the ones that will hold it, Allah will love them and raise them and elevate them.